In this bulletin, a World Health Organization team in China says the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab. Hotel quarantine programs under review by Australia's top health committee. And in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas easily defeats Frenchman Gilles Simon at the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A World Health Organization team in China says the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab. The team has spent the past month in the central Chinese city of Wuhan probing the origins of COVID-19. It believes the virus most likely jumped to humans via bats. The findings follow allegations the coronavirus leaked into the community from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has collected extensive virus samples. But WHO specialist in animal diseases and head of the team, Peter van Embrick, says that's an extremely unlikely theory.
It was very unlikely that anything could escape from such a place. When lab accidents happen, they are, of course, extremely rare. If you look at the history of lab accidents, these are extremely rare events. So this is not the first thing that happened. Would happen on a regular basis.
The Victorian government has closed a quarantine hotel that has been linked to three cases. COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria says the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport is being closed until further notice. Two workers and a woman who tested positive after completing her 14 days of quarantine at the hotel have led to the decision. Premier Daniel Andrews says the hotel closure will allow for what's known as a terminal clean.
So that's that very deep clean to the high of standards, and it's simply not possible if there are guests at that hotel. I wouldn't read any more into that beyond the need to do that clean, and you simply can't do it if there are people there.
Police in Myanmar have fired gunshots and water cannons to disperse demonstrations against the ruling military. At least three people are in hospital after being fired at with rubber bullets in the capital, Naypyidaw. It comes as the European Union calls for a robust response to the coup, but one that doesn't harm the population. High Representative of the EU for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, says targeted sanctions against the military should be considered.
We should avoid rushing into measures that would adversely affect the most vulnerable part of the population. This often happens when you take restrictive measures that can last quite a long time. We now need to develop a robust response to this unacceptable seizure of power.
Back in Australia, and Gladys Berejiklian says her government will take advice from the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority about the future of Crown's licence to operate the casino at Sydney's Barangaroo. She made the comments a day after a scathing report by a former judge who concluded that Crown was not fit to run the casino. The New South Wales Premier told Radio 2GB it will be up to the authority to give government advice.
We'll be making sure that Every I is dotted, every T is crossed to make sure that anyone who wants to run that type of activity in New South Wales sticks to the rules and is above reproach. And that's really important moving forward. And at the end of the day, if a party is found not to have done the right thing, or if parties don't come with the highest compliance and integrity and lawful activity, well, then all bets are off.
Philip Crawford from the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority says talks with Crown Resorts Chair Helen Coonan will begin today. Crown Resorts says Guy Gilland and Michael Johnston have resigned as directors. Briefly in overseas news, Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial after the United States Senate voted to declare it constitutional. Six Republicans voted with all 50 Democrats to proceed with the trial. The former president is accused of inciting his supporters ahead of the deadly riot at the US Capitol. A spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates has reached Mars after a seven-month journey to the Red Planet. Two more unmanned spacecraft from the US and China are following close behind, set to arrive at Mars over the next several days. UAE's space agency says the mission is a significant achievement for the Arab world. In tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas has accounted for Frenchman Gilles Simon at the Australian Open in Melbourne. He took out the match 6-1, 6-2, 6-1 on Rod Laver Arena. He's now up against Thanasi Kokkinakis, who had his first victory at the tournament in 6 years. Tsitsipas says Kokkinakis will be a formidable opponent.
I've known him for years. He was struggling a little bit with injuries in the past. Now he's back. I feel like he's playing well. It is a serious match, and I have to take it as serious. He's playing on home soil as well.
Let's see what the weather's doing across the nation for you now. In Perth, it's partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Mostly sunny, a hot 35 degrees in Adelaide. It's humid and sunny in Melbourne, where it's 31. Fine weather for Hobart, 21 degrees. Cloud about in Canberra, 24. A light shower or two in Wollongong, 21 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, where it's 24. A light shower or two in Newcastle as well, also 24 degrees. Partly cloudy, 27 for Brisbane. And showers with a possible storm, 31 in Cairns. Much the same for Darwin, also 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you haven't done so already, check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for features and more analysis of what's happening in today's news.